John Carter stars Taylor Kitsch as a Civil War vet who's mysteriously transported to Mars during a battle to control the planet.
When I saw you, I believed that something new can come into this world.
You are John Carter of Earth?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't like it when people compare movies to the original Star Wars because it sets us up for disappointment. But that's the movie that kept popping into my head while watching John Carter. With its desert landscape, crazy aliens, and a princess who needs help saving her planet, the comparisons are obvious. The other movie that kept popping into my head while watching John Carter, though, was 1980s Flash Gordon, with its overblown Martian backdrops and skimpy outfits. Oh yeah, Taylor Kitsch pretty much never has on a shirt. Not that I'm complaining. I loved him in Friday Night Lights, and he proves himself a capable leading man in John Carter. Honestly, I had no real desire to see this movie, and the trailers gave us little to be excited about, but I really enjoyed John Carter. It's convoluted and the cheese factor is high, but it tells a great story and wraps it all up with a fantastic ending, so I'm giving John Carter a B. Fans of the book series will enjoy it, especially young boys, if they can get over the yucky love story. Now let's talk about The Hunger Games for a minute. It isn't opening until March 23rd, but if you want to see this movie opening weekend, you need to buy your tickets now. It's 2 weeks away, but midnight screenings of The Hunger Games are already selling out. They are expecting an unprecedented turnout for this movie, so if you want to avoid frustration and long lines opening weekend and probably the following week, get those tickets now. You can do that at thehungergamesmovie.com. At the movies, I'm Julie Fisk for News Radio 1080 KRLD.